The book of Zephaniah. We come today to Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1 reads, gather together, O shameful nation, before the appointed time arrives, and that day sweeps on like chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord comes upon you, before the day of the Lord's wrath comes upon you. Seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands. Seek righteousness, seek humility. Perhaps you will be shattered, sheltered, on the day of the Lord's anger. Well, it's too late to avoid the destruction of the nation. I mean, that's going to happen. But it's not too late for individuals within that nation to repent and perhaps be sheltered from the destruction. And certainly if they repent, they'll find forgiveness, which is the most important thing in the long run. It's not too late for that. Verse 4, Gaza will be abandoned and Ashkelon left in ruins. At midday, Ashdod will be emptied and Ekron uprooted. Ashdod was the center of Dagon worship. The Israelites were really into the worship of Dagon, so God's going to destroy it. Verse 5. Woe to you who live by the sea, O Kerethite people. The word of the Lord is against you, O land of the Philistines. I will destroy you and none will be left. And it's going to be a sad time for the Philistines who live along the Mediterranean Sea, because the Bible says that God is against them. And he will destroy them until no one is living there anymore. Verse 6. The land by the sea where the Kerethites dwell will be a place for shepherds and sheep pens. So the large cities of the Philistines will be turned into pasture lands. 7. It will belong to the remnant of the house of Judah. There they will find pasture. In the evening they will lie down in the houses of Ashkelon. The Lord their God will care for them. He will restore their fortunes. God will give that land to the remnant of his people who returned from their captivity in Babylon. Verse 8, I have heard the insults of Moab and the taunts of the Ammonites who insulted my people and made threats against their land. The countries of Moab and Ammon, long time bitter enemies of the Israelites, they had often threatened to take God's land that he gave Israel from them. They have often made threats to do that. And God heard those threats and didn't like it. Verse 9, therefore, as surely as I live, declares the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, surely Moab will become like Sodom, and Ammonites like Gomorrah, a place of weeds and salt pits, a wasteland forever. The remnant of my people will plunder them. The survivors of my nation will inherit their land. So God will make all these things happen because, as he says here, he is the Lord Almighty. And who can stop him? Who can stop one who is almighty? No one. And when it says that he's the Lord Almighty, that means he's the supreme ruler of all the nations of the world. God makes the rules and he also enforces them. 10. This is what they will get in return for their pride, for insulting and mocking the people of the Lord Almighty. Because God's people were mocked and insulted, they will receive the land that belonged to those who insulted and mocked them. And this is such a great illustration of the principle, the promise of God. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord Almighty. Verse 11, the Lord will be awesome to them. He, when he destroys all the gods of the land, the nations on every shore will worship him, every one in its own land. So by the time God gets through punishing people for putting other things before him, everyone's going to know for certain, without a doubt, that he alone is the Lord God. Verse 12, you too, O Cushites, will be slain by my sword. The Cushites referred to Egypt and the nations which were south of Israel in that day. What about them? Well, God says you're going to be slain by my sword. He may use other nations to do it, but those other nations and those other armies are going to be a sword in the hand of the Lord God. Verse 13, he will stretch out his hand against the north and destroy Assyria, leaving Nineveh utterly desolate and dry as a desert. Nineveh was the great city, the great capital of the great empire, former empire of Assyria. They thought they had it made. No one could oppose Nineveh and succeed. But Nineveh did become utterly desolate. Its location was actually unknown until it was uncovered through excavation. So it met with the fate that God said it would, punishment from the Lord God Almighty. Verse 14, flocks and herds will lie down there. Creatures of every kind, the desert owl and the screech owl, will roost on her columns. Their calls will echo through the windows. Rubble will be in the doorways. The beams of cedar will be exposed. And so the great and wealthy city of Nineveh became a wilderness. Don't think that couldn't happen to cities in the United States. Don't think that couldn't happen to New York or Los Angeles or Chicago or Washington, D.C. Don't think that that couldn't happen to Miami or Minneapolis, St. Paul. Nineveh never thought it would happen to them either, but it did. It became the home of wild animals. They never thought it could happen to them, but it sure did. Verse 15. This is the carefree city that lived in safety. She said to herself, I am, and there is none besides me. Well, doesn't that sound like Americans? We are the great America, United States of America. We are the most powerful nation in the world. We are a carefree people. We live in safety. Who's going to attack us, right? But then he says, what a ruin she has become. A lair for wild beasts. All who pass by her scoff and shake their fists. And so Assyria's boasting was something which rightly belonged to the Lord God, not to them. She said to herself, I am, and there is none besides me. No one should say that except God. That boast belonged to God or Almighty and no one else. He says, I am the Lord, thy God. There is none beside me. But that's what Assyria said of herself. God says, I am. There's none besides me. And so for a nation or anyone to say that of themselves is blasphemy. And they are bound to find out that they are wrong. And God will show them. Next time, chapter 3. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.